Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back with Kid Craddock in the morning, and Josh Henderson is in the studio with us right now.
Hey. Hello, hello. Hey.
Hello.
Welcome.
And this is this is not one of those, call the press agent and get the manager and arrange a schedule and set up the booking.
No.
This was Drunk Kelly running into running into Drunk Al, and then
found Drunk Josh.
That led to meeting Drunk Josh.
Yeah, pretty much.
And say, hey, can you come in? And he's like, yeah, I'd love to. Oh, crap. I said yes.
Actually, it was the other way around.
What time in the morning do I have to be here?
Yeah. I think Josh is like, I grew up listening to you, which, you know, I love hearing that because it makes me feel old.
Right.
He's like, I'd love to come in. I was like, okay, let me twist my arm.
I was two.
You know, it's funny.
Dallas.
I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
I always literally pictured that I was, when I picture your voice, by the way, I always thought, like, I just pictured Connie Britton for some reason. And that's my confession. Yes. I don't know why.
That is a huge
compliment.
Because
I didn't know what she looked like.
Help us out on Connie Britton.
What was the name of the show she was on?
She's on Nashville now. She was on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah.
I'll
so I always pictured you as Connie Britton,
I'm
and
sorry,
you were just as beautiful.
And
who'd you picture me as, Josh?
Let's see. Give me something.
Give you something.
Yeah.
I'll give you $10 to be nice.
Perfect. Pierce Brosnan.
George Clooney?
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Wow. Yeah, except he's not American.
Minus
right?
the
right.
accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the tall and the good looking.
So things just got weird.
I appreciate that. They did a little.
I'll take Denzel. Go ahead.
Here's a scene with Josh. He plays JR's son.
John Ross.
Yeah, John Ross on Dallas.
I know you hate surprises, but this one is going to change the way you feel about him.
Construction site.
Not just any construction site. Our construction site.
Yeah.
Yours, mine, Christopher's. I rented it this morning when I found out Bobby was going to be okay. You are looking at the new home of Ewing Energies.
Oh, what a moment.
But so dramatic.
Don't you know that the oil business destroyed that family?
Yeah.
John Ross?
You know, but it's all I know. So, and I'm willing to destroy anyone for the oil business and to make it. That's kind of my character's theme.
Would it be disrespectful if I did my impression of the great Larry Hagman as JR?
I would love to hear.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Bobby.
That concludes his impression.
You sound like Hank Hill.
That was unbelievable.
Bobby.
Wow.
I'll do it twice, but not three times, because then people figure out the trick.
All right, here we go. Just close your eyes.
The trick.
Okay.
Bobby. You hear how early on it's like,
It was the early
80s. The first one was a little better than the second one.
It was the early 80s, JR.
Bobby. That's when he's mad. Bobby.
Okay.
Like, I'm about to tell you how dumb you are. Okay, ready? Bobby.
Oh, I felt dumb.
Bobby.
I sure did.
Now, Josh,
I'm impressed.
I know
I'm
it
impressed.
Premieres tonight.
On TNT.
Second season.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you guys finished filming the complete season?
No, we're only halfway done shooting season two. So we actually just shot the episode, his funeral episode.
Okay.
So that was it was a very big week for us last week, and we're only on episode 9 now, and we're shooting 15, so we have about 7 left.
Cool.
Now, Larry Hagman was not a young man. Did everybody kind of see it coming like you knew? Was it a slow...
You know, he was diagnosed with cancer right when we started shooting season 1 and was doing chemo throughout the entire shooting
season
1, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I never heard him complain. I never saw... I mean, he was a trooper, a champion. And this year, we came back, and... he had beaten the cancer.
Wow.
And so at the end of the day, he's kind of one of those figures that you don't think he could ever really die. He's just larger than life. And he took every day, enjoyed it, had fun. And, we did not see this coming. We didn't see it coming.
So it was
early.
A shock to the
it
cast.
It was a complete shock. I was actually back in L.A. It was the day after Thanksgiving. Linda Gray called me and said, you got to call me back. You have to call me back. And I knew that wasn't normal, so I called her back, and she said Larry passed. And I was
she must
like,
have been really upset.
Oh, heartbroken. I mean,
it's like her, like Kelly Raspberry is like my radio wife, you know, and that's kind of how it was for her.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, they,
years, years, man.
Linda, Larry, and Patrick have been best friends for 35 years.
Wow.
And when I say best friends, I mean they talk every day. And
the
fact that they all got to come back to do Dallas again was, it's a big deal.
That Linda Gray, she played JR's wife in the original
Sue
series.
Ellen.
Sue Ellen, she's still on it. And I run into her at the gym. And let me tell you something. When it comes to 74-year-old chicks,
mm-hmm. don't be telling her age like that.
I'm guessing.
Does she outlift you?
I hope she's
at least that then, because she's going to be really insulted.
She is as hot right. as they come. I mean, she is
beautiful.
Smoking hot.
Really?
She is.
She works out like every day. For
I know.
Hours.
I should try harder.
Do you know the cover of what's that movie?
Two words. First word.
Tom Hanks, The Bachelor.
Tom Hanks is a bachelor.
Bachelor Party, wasn't it?
Bachelor Party.
Is that what it is?
Well, way back, like one of his first movies.
Bachelor Party?
Is the cover two legs? I'm sorry, Dustin Hoffman, The Graduate.
The Graduate.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
just a
okay.
little fact.
Mrs. Robinson.
Those are Linda
Shut
Gray's
up.
Legs.
Yep.
They're not Anne Bancroft.
Those are Linda Gray's legs.
Oh, wow.
You get paid for that?
I have no idea.
That's a good question.
She was a leg model.
All right, as long as we're going trivial here. Okay. Did you know that I had Josh on the show in 2002? That would
I was here.
11 years ago. He was on a WB show, right, called
yes.
Pop Stars.
That's right.
Did you win?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a singer. And won Pop Stars.
I really?
Came in and
I don't
did the
remember
show.
That
I don't
at
remember
all.
That. I was here then.
Sorry, Josh, that you didn't impress me back then.
Thanks so much.
It was a group, right? Scene 23.
That's right. That is exactly right. I actually called in. I didn't get to come in. I was.
I was gonna say I don't remember that.
And because I was, was born here in Dallas, so I called in and I could not. It was the coolest thing for me because. Again, this was my morning show. I grew up listening to this. So
nice.
The fact that I actually finally got to be on it was a really cool thing for me.
Good thing Kelly remembers, huh?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't a face-to-face, and I'd really feel bad.
There you go.
When's the big reunion tour
that.
With the boy band?
Yeah. And speaking of that previous life.
You sound like a girl.
That's not him.
Oh. Kelly, that's Ashley Simpson. You were on her MTV show for a bit.
Well, we dated for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm friends with another guy from Dallas named Ryan Cabrera.
Yes.
Who was
Ryan.
With her for a while.
Uh-huh.
Did she talk a lot of crap about Ryan?
A ton.
A ton?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
He was before Ryan.
If you guys met each other in a public setting or whatever, would the chains come out and the brass knuckles and there'd be a throwdown?
Chains and brass.
Would there be
like a fight? Hatchet?
Like a Michael Jackson video gone bad?
Like a boy band dance-off?
Would there be a throwdown?
Nah, he knows better.
He does.
All right. Just kidding.
Were you before him
dude.
Or
I
after?
I actually know him. I know Ryan.
You were before him or after him with her?
I dated her before.
You were before him.
I was there first.
I had no idea.
So Ryan got sloppy seconds.
Wow. So it went Josh, Ryan, Pete Wentz.
Right.
Or something like that.
And then Kim Track.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, no. And see, she and I, it didn't work out because she doesn't know me or like me. And it says here you were on Desperate Housewives. I thought that was the other guy.
We both were.
You both were.
Yeah.
Because Jesse Metcalf is your co-star in the show.
Yeah. Yes.
He plays Bobby's son.
Yes.
And you both were on Desperate Housewives. How coincidental is that?
It's funny because we had tested against each other for that Gardner role, but I was too young. So I came back 2 years later and played a 17-year-old. I played Nicolette Sheridan's bad boy nephew, Austin McCann.
Okay.
And had a lot of fun on that show. It was a good time.
And the John Ritter show, 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Yes.
Were you on with John or was it after John?
It was after John.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That was another great show.
Yeah, it was.
And you were connected to that girl, too, that hot blonde girl
Kylie
was in that show.
Kylie Cuoco.
Yeah.
Yes. Kaylee
Cuoco.
Kaylee.
Kaylee. He's doing very well right now.
You get to make out with some hot.
Man, you packed a lot of action into your few
Because you're still young,
action
right?
Action-packed? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I am. Well, I mean, I guess I'm young, sure.
You guess.
I play. It's so crazy with Hollywood. Like when I was 25, I was still playing 15 years old.
Wow.
That's good. So, that's only working in your favor.
It's an interesting world that we live in.
Okay? Yeah, I was playing 50 year olds at like 20. So.
We're tired.
Yeah,
we're really tired. So, Larry Hagman, he filmed how many episodes in season 2 of Dallas?
He filmed 7.
7.
Yeah,
and so. It happened suddenly, so they have to work. I mean, they have to work the character's death into the storyline, like you said.
He disappeared last season in the last 3 or 4. Remember, he was just where's Larry? Where's JR?
He was light in the middle of the season
sick.
Because
he was
of
going
his,
through it. Yeah.
Exactly, he was the whole cancer thing was really taking a toll on him. But he was still, like I said, he was in every episode last year.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard him complain. This man was the he was not only courageous, but I mean, he just was having a blast.
And he
every
had nothing
day.
To prove, you know. He's already done it all, so exactly. he's just doing this because this was fun for him. Mm-hmm. Like this, that's so cool.
He truly loves
enjoyed
work.
It. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that the storyline they'll do JR and Larry Hagman justice and make it really yeah. a juicy mystery. That's, I think he would love it that way.
Is it going to be a murder thing? Is it going to be like who killed?
I can't really say yeah. That, but
did you kill him?
Well, I can't say that either.
Did your character kill JR?
He can't say anything.
I can't say that.
But
will your character be accused of killing JR?
I think that.
Are you a suspect?
Kid.
No.
Okay.
Do you remember
first
how?
Over here.
Do you remember how big this was when he died the first time around?
Well, he wasn't
born. I wasn't born when the who shot JR thing happened. But
I was. Yeah, I was. We weren't born on this side of the road.
Yeah. No. The only thing that was here then was that hat.
And that shirt from the prop department.
Oh,
I think that outfit is from the original Dallas, huh, Al?
That was the other version. They did the gay Dallas, which was different.
And Josh.
Called Oak Lawn.
Jenna was named after Jenna from the original Dallas.
Yeah, it was. Wow. And I never even watched the original show. But yeah, my parents loved the show. So there was a Jenna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, really cool.
Yeah.
Fun fact, too. My grandma used to watch Dallas in Mexico.
In Mexico.
And that's why my name is José Roberto, JR.
No
Come
way.
On.
Look at the
wow.
connection.
Isn't that crazy?
Well.
This is nuts.
What do you got, Kelly?
I'm from Dallas. How about that?
I met Josh Henderson in a bar.
Hey. Yeah.
I have two forks in my kitchen, and the one on the right I call the South Fork.
There you go.
You know what? That was so clever.
Thank you.
That was very
clever.
That was
Thank
really
you.
Clever.
We all have a connection.
Trying to come up with something here. Is it hard to be a sex symbol?
No.
Can't you kind of argue?
Yeah,
I mean, like there's girls here in the office that are like, oh my God, if I ever had a chance.
Oh, you're somebody's free pass.
Yeah, you're like a free pass.
I don't know. I try. At the end of the day, it's weird. Just you know, kind of being very visible to people. So
yeah.
when I go out, it's like, you know, sometimes people say you're better looking on TV.
Oh,
or
wow.
the opposite.
That's nice.
Well, they want to insult.
It's interesting, yeah. you know. So you never know. At the end of the day, I just I'm appreciative of what I have and. And whatever people say, I just go with it.
What about this? Like a lot of shows, most shows they film in L.A., and so you're there and you're part of that scene the whole time. But you do a lot of the exteriors and stuff in the city of Dallas.
We shoot everything in Dallas.
Everything's in Dallas, kid.
So you're all of it.
Yeah.
So you're not really living that L.A. TV star experience because you're here most of the time.
Which it's actually in L.A., people don't really like,
care.
You
they don't care
as much? You see Johnny Depp at Starbucks. You know what I mean? Like,
which
it's
Starbucks?
Where and what time?
Where's the order?
But actually, here it's a big deal. I walk around and
I really
enjoy it. But yeah. I mean, it's
people are nice to you here though, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah they are. They
Did
are.
You meet the girl in the other room? Did you meet her last night?
Who? Oh no, no, she's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay,
a friend of mine. No.
No, because Al was trying to hit on her.
Did you meet her the other night? God, Al, way to kill his game.
Come on, dude.
It's all right. It's okay.
Don't bust him.
I don't think Al can kill his game.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think the Who Shot JR episode was 1981, I think. It might have been 1980.
Oh, my God. Has it been that long?
And that's the year you were born.
It was in 1980, and I was born in 81.
It was 1980.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
You watched, was that part of the deal, going through and watching some of the old stuff?
Of course. I wanted to see, you know, JR is the most infamous television villain ever. So I really had to, you know, to prepare to play his son. I needed to know what he did that made that character such a big deal, and people fall in love with him and love to hate him and everything worldwide. So I really studied and did my research on him and kind of just to know who would his son be.
Yeah.
What would his conflict be coming into, you know, coming into being a man and trying to carry on the Ewing legacy.
So, if you had a choice, you could play Larry Hagman's son in Dallas or Larry Hagman's son in I Dream a Genie. Which one? Because I want that
Dallas
genie
all the way.
Like, especially if Barbie's daughter was in it too, and then
she
you got the
hot.
New genie, like young genie.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a treatment going on that? I think that's a hit show.
You know what's really
cool?
Have
a little
right
bottle
before,
and stuff, and psh, genie.
Yeah. Genie bottle. Speaking of that, right before Larry had passed, I had lunch with him, and he gave me an actual authentic genie bottle, and both him and Barbara
Come
both
on.
Signed it.
Oh. So did she really live in there?
You know what?
All right.
Potentially.
It sure looked real to me. I was 8. Well, I thought it was real.
That whole couch in there and everything.
She lives in a bottle.
Like a
That's so freaking cool.
Circular couch, like a pit group in that little
It was
bottle.
The original sectional
yeah,
in that
it
bottle.
Awesome. It was red velvet.
Now, has this really gone above and beyond everybody's expectations? Because when Dallas came back as a reboot or whatever you want to call it, what were the expectations for it?
Well,
I mean, it really was a... huge hit.
Surprise hit, yeah.
Surprise, yeah.
It's a tough thing bringing a show back that was so well loved, you know. It's a very nostalgic thing for people, and it takes everyone back. So bringing a show like this back is tough, and we knew that it was going to be, you know, something that we were excited about, but also we needed to do it right.
But you have the best part. What's more fun than playing the biggest asshat ever? Like, you're just like the.
I
mean,
I love it.
It must
really
be fun
do.
To. Oh,
it
good. I get to be so evil.
I'm literally the exact opposite of my character.
Mm-hmm.
So I love going to work every day and getting to act and getting to play ball, not only with Larry and Patrick and Linda and these legends, but just to get to live in this character every day. I just enjoy it.
Plus, you're doing this job in the city you grew up in.
It's the craziest thing ever. Yeah. I mean, when I was shooting the pilot, the first episode of Dallas, I flown in and I couldn't believe that I was somehow here shooting Dallas playing JR's son. Yeah.
In your hometown.
Things. My Meemaw was my hero growing up, and her favorite show was Dallas. And she would sit me down, and my mom was... You know, my mom had me young, so my mom was off doing whatever she would be doing, and I would be hanging with my Meemaw.
Right.
And Dallas was a big deal, and she was one of those. She hated JR with a passion, but she loved the show.
Yeah.
And she loved to hate JR. And now here I am. I just know that she's looking down on me from heaven, going, I can't believe.
That's awesome.
That.
Yeah, that's and awesome. Here you are, a native Texan, and yet you have to put on the accent for the show because you sound different now than
when I did Pop Stars.
Yeah.
I literally talked like this. It was crazy.
You did.
Yeah.
So you just brought that back.
So I just kind of bring a little bit of. A hint
twang?
because
Bobby.
I want to yeah Bobby
that's good
Bobby you sound like somebody else. I'm trying to figure
Bobby.
Out who that is.
Bobby.
Hank Hill from
Jerry Jones.
Oh, that's
Jerry
who it is.
Dadgummit,
it's King of the
Bobby.
Hill.
Bobby.
Dadgummit,
Bobby,
we need some more gas in the.
Now he's not Dr. Phil.
Yeah, this Dr.
He sidetracked him. What were you saying? I forgot what you were saying.
I forgot what I was saying too.
Oh, your pop stars.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So. I bring a little bit of the accent back to this to the case. And it's funny, I don't even think about it. I can have a huge monologue to say, and it just comes out in this
as
John
that
Ross
voice.
Yeah.
Great. I have another question for you.
Okay.
That's what I say when I can't remember the question.
Yeah. I
have something, because Josh, when I found out you were coming in this morning, I Googled you, and then the first thing that came up was Josh will never date any girl that's Googled him, so I quickly closed out of that.
Oh, wow.
I was just wondering what you do for fun when you're not
so
filming.
It's funny that comes up a lot. I remember saying that as a joke.
Yeah.
One time. Like,
yeah. I'll never date anyone who Googles me.
It
that's
says,
awesome.
Like, the first thing that came up this morning when I Googled Josh Henderson was Josh Henderson dating deal breakers. Any girl that's ever Googled me. So I just went, okay, I'm just going to X out of that.
Wow.
That's really creepy.
Too late. He knows. Now he knows.
It's over.
What do you do for fun? If you're a bad guy on set, and other than getting drunk at Al's bar.
Yeah.
Fun time, by the way.
We had a good time.
That was
I'm
a
sorry.
Good spot.
Al doesn't remember. The
great thing about getting drunk at Al's bar is you'll never be more drunk than the owner.
Did you sing karaoke?
Not a good night.
Were they doing karaoke that night? Was that what's wrong?
I think I sang, yes.
Okay.
All right. I believe I did.
How did I miss that?
Well, just it's so great to have you in. And the fact that you grew up here and you get to live your dream here and do this show and play this iconic character and stuff. Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Niners, has this saying that came from his dad, who's got it better than us? And he says that after every game who's got it better than us? The whole team yells, nobody. Who's got it better than you?
Nobody.
Who's got it better?
Wow. There you go. I'll take nobody.
You got a fan?
I feel very, very, very fortunate. I mean, I could not. I mean, I literally, every night I go to sleep, I pray and I say, thank you, God, for letting me do this.
Wow.
This is an unbelievable opportunity for me.
He's so good. Isn't he good?
So I really.
You're going to date Kelly because she's.
I couldn't be happier. Right. I couldn't be
slobbering over you right now.
I'm not slobbering.
And I'm talking out of school here, so stop me if you need to. But I think, you know, Josh does come from a musical background and had a big record deal at one
point. He's still working
on
it.
He's on Pop Stars. He's still working on it. And I think you might see Josh kind of showing off that side of himself in the show, Dallas. This season?
Yeah.
This season.
I will have some music placed on the show. I'm
awesome.
Very, very excited.
Really?
About
awesome.
That. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
when
cool.
When I get some good stuff, I'll send it your way and we'll have a party.
Well, you know, kidding.
Let me guess. You're on stage at the Cattle Baron's Ball. Is that how that works out?
Dude, yeah. I could so pay you to sing the national anthem before midget wrestling this Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
stop
wow.
It,
Al.
I don't think Josh
midget
wants to do
wrestling?
Don't. I got dude.
Who's got it better than you?
Yeah, no way.
Don't do it. You're going to be praying, thanking God that night.
Yeah. Well, listen, you came through for us. You said drunk you'd come in, and you did.
I'm here.
He wasn't for that drunk.
For that, we love you.
I am here.
It was Kelly and Al that were drunk.
Yeah, no, I wasn't that drunk.
Great. No, I'm glad. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a big deal for
Anytime
me.
Anytime you
so
want.
I really, really appreciate
Anytime
it.
Anytime you want. Tell everybody on the show we love it. All
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. Showbiz Top 5 coming next.
We're taking a time out to figure out what exactly Big Al is saying.
Ah! Woo!
We may need more time. Kid Craddock in the morning.